Welcome everybody to another TBNP episode. I am your host Rube, back again. I am joined, of course, by the ever charming and lovable Ryan.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the show.
And of course, the one with the best beard, I think, in my opinion.
Agreed. Mo. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's it going?
Okay, okay, okay. I was gonna say, hey, I mean, Ryan got it going, but I think Mo, he's a little more depth in there.
Naturally scruff.
I think it's the face shape.
He has a rounder face. It's like a beard. You got the beard face. You got like a perfect.
There
beard
you go.
Face.
Yeah, that's fair. I can't argue that. You look good, sir.
Genetics.
All right. And today's episode, we actually got a fun one. We're gonna talk about our top five characters of all time, and we actually included an animated one, which is gonna have a little game at the end, and we have a little thing at the end of the episode. Stay tuned. I don't want to spoil it for you. But obviously, before we do that, we're going to get right into our weekly update. So starting off, I just wanted to tell these guys the first thing that we brought up on the last episode. Was Solo Leveling and Ninja Kamui. Obviously, they ended last week. I'm assuming you guys watched the last episode already. So I'm going to give my rating for both. Now, I remember Solo Leveling, I said four out of five the last week. And I said Ninja Kamui 4.5 out of five.
Uh-oh.
Now, watching the last episode, I gave Solo Leveling a 4.5 out of five. And I brought down Ninja Kamui 0.5. Now, I'm going to say, because obviously, if you haven't seen it already, spoiler alert. If you have seen it, hopefully you agree or not. But towards the end, they had like a nice, cool twist, Solo Leveling, which I really like. I was like, and it was so good that apparently it's been renewed for season two already. So it's already, they already said that it's going to come out. But Ninja Kamui, I don't know. The ending was kind of random, I guess. I don't know. It was okay. I'm usually looking for like a cliffhanger kind of, and that one was kind of okay. But yeah, so that would be my final score on those two animes. For the first season, but what you got, Mo?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like what you said too about the Ninja Kamui and Solo Leveling too. I do like the twist at the end. They just make him more OP, in my opinion. But Ninja Kamui, he's still he got upgraded too with the suit.
Yeah, but he's kind of tacky though. I know what Ryan means. Kind of like it's a little.
You can see they're both going in different directions and stuff. So it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, I would
stick to my rating though.
Yeah, about the same thing.
They're both gonna get they're both getting a new season. I think Ninja Kamui is gonna get another season.
If it doesn't, it should. But
so we just gotta wait to see.
What about you, Ryan?
Same. Okay. I'm not changing my rating. Granted, one was wrapped a little better, but overall, yeah, Ninja Kamui was still better for me.
Okay. So
yes, I'm not gonna change my rating.
Okay. Damn. All right. Well, that's kind of. But either way, it's still obviously a strong recommend from us. So try watch it. Mm-hmm. And then if you guys haven't watched it already, the first episode for My Hero Academia season 7 came out yesterday. Now I'm going to say don't be in such a hurry to go watch it because it's mostly filler.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, in the second episode too, I saw the previews, it's going to be kind of like a filler. So I don't know why they're going so slow. I'm assuming they're going to build up, but I don't know why.
Maybe they're getting rid of the trash episodes early, you know?
I hope so. But like her first episode was literally all like episodes
catch up
from the past. Yeah.
Recap.
So, and then there was another anime that just came out. It's called Windbreaker. And I saw the first episode. I would say it's mid at best for now because this is just a dude. It's kind of like a think about like high school brawl fighting type of anime. You got the main character who's from this kind of elite school of fighters, and they kind of go in and protect this little town. It's just like, you know, mobs of high school kids that are just going around and causing trouble. And the action was pretty cool. But like I said, it was pretty slow build up. You know, we'll see later on how it progresses. But so far, it's a mid. I haven't suggested it to Ryan yet because I want to see more. And then maybe I'll let him know. But as far as I know, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's it for my news. Mo, what you got?
So for me, just to piggyback off of the My Hero, I don't know if you heard of this one. So the My Hero Academia spinoff, Vigilantes, season 1, will be revealing a new trailer on July 26, 2024. And then the season one is scheduled to come out in October 12th, next year, 2025. Okay. So that one, you know, they showed like a little teaser picture. Yeah, it looks pretty crazy. Kind of anticipated for that one. And the other one is movie news. We got first look at Christian Bale as Frankenstein.
Oh, what?
And he's playing the monster. Yeah. And then Jesse Buckley as the Bride of Frankenstein.
Well, he got the hint already.
Damn.
Oh boy,
that's cold, but it's not lying.
And I don't know if you've seen it, Ryan. What you think?
Well, Ruben, I'm assuming you didn't.
No, I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Visually, it looks good. And then I've always been a fan of Jessie Buckley. So everything I've seen her in, she knocked it out the park. She's one of my like favorite up and comer actresses. So. To find out she's playing a bride is, and then this is, I don't know if you do, your news says this, Mo, but that movie's gonna be directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal. So,
oh wow,
yeah. So,
is it gonna be in black and white? Because the picture was in black.
I hope so.
Okay,
I hope it's in black and white.
Because
some people don't like that aesthetic, so maybe go for a both. Give them the option. To have it black and white. I would prefer to see it black and white. But yeah, no, the images look fine. So far, you know, I need to see a trailer, something, at least a teaser or something like that. But the pictures are good. Ruben, if you get a chance, like, I know you said, you know, you don't know how you look as Frankenstein, or Frankenstein's monster.
Do we need another Frankenstein movie? Do we?
That's true. Do we need it? No. I mean, to be fair, we're getting 3 monster movies this year. Mm. So, I mean, I want that franchise to work. I want Wolfman. They pushed Wolfman back to next year. Mm-hmm. I forgot. But we're getting the Nosferatu. I don't know if that's going to be part of a different universe, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we're getting this one, The Bride of Frankenstein. Hey. Or The Bride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, the pictures look good. I'm curious to see what they do with it. So, yeah.
I mean, obviously, we haven't been too in Hollywood. So that's why I'm always like, I don't know. Jaded. We're still on the fence now, you know?
Yeah, the guarded.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much it for my news. I only had those two. What you got, Ryan?
Yeah, it really wasn't a lot of, like, you know, well, I can't say that. Nothing that I thought was worth mentioning, I should say. Because obviously I keep an eye out throughout the week on the news, and only two things sit out.
Right.
Both Marvel related.
Okay.
The first one is that Daredevil Born Again has wrapped. It's completely finished. They're now going into the editing stage. Oh, yeah. So, we should, usually after a wrap, probably in the summertime, we'll get a teaser.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, or something. A teaser or a whole trailer. So, look out for that. I don't know if they're going to release that this year. I hope they do. I don't know what the release date was.
Yeah.
But hopefully 2024. But if not, you know, it's still coming. Because obviously, if it's wrapped, then it's coming at some point. Right. So, keep an eye out for that. And then my second and last piece of news was, it's kind of a big deal because like, everybody was tripping out. Well, not everybody, but definitely people in the comic community was bugging. Because we do know that they're making the Fantastic Four movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know what route they were going to go with this movie as far as, like, you know, other characters is going to fill out this cast. Right. So this week there was an announcement of a character that's going to be in this movie, and it's the Silver Surfer.
Mm. Okay, I'm down with that.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but here's a twist. Mm. It's a female. They're going a different route with this Silver Surfer, so it's not going to be Norrin Rad, like where everybody's new.
I guess I wouldn't mind that because Silver Ball Surfer alone is OP. So even if it's a female or male, they're already OP anyways.
I'm pretty sure in the comics there's like a different variant of the Silver Surfer. Yes. Where she is a female. Yes. So I'm pretty sure they're going to go. I guess that's how they're going
to. There is a female Silver Surfer. So now we're trying to figure out where they're going to go with this story because they're using this version of Silver Surfer. So. I'm more curious than anything I to see where they're going with this. Definitely got my attention as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of people were like really upset about it. So it was a huge deal. But I'm like, man, let me see what they do first. I try not to, you know, overreact.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let me see what y'all do with it. And then if y'all give me something, then I can go off that. Yeah. But right now you just gave me a casting call. Oh, I didn't say the name of the actress. So it's Julia Garner. You guys probably don't know who she is. Because to be fair, I didn't know who she was, but she was very like popular because one of her, like, she was in the show. What's the name of that show? It's on Netflix. I forget what it's called, but she had like a famous like saying that she said. It was all over like TikTok and Instagram. People were using it for their clips. I'll actually insert it in this episode But yeah, she's gonna be, just look her up if you get a chance. Is it Anna? The one that was on Netflix? Yeah. That probably was one too, but it's not this. Ozark.
Ozark, okay.
If you wanna stop me, you're gonna have to fucking kill me!
That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, but she's gonna be, you know, our Silver Surfer for now, so okay. We'll see what they do with that.
Hey, yeah, you know.
Mm. You have a chance.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Actually, I talked about two more things actually, because I remember me and Rand talked about it a couple days ago. The J. Cole respond to Kendrick's verse was pretty mid, in my opinion.
And you're more
saying it's just a warm up.
I don't know, man. I mean,
what they saying is a warm up, but he dedicated more than one song.
Yeah,
to
but also too, like I'm a J. Cole. Like, you know, I'm a J. Cole fan. I talk about 40 Soldier all the time, and I'm telling you, this dude took an L. Like, I'm telling you, like, I heard it. I didn't even finish hearing it just because it sounded, it had no, like, it didn't seem like he had passion, like, in the sound. Like, when Kendrick was doing his rhyming, he was like, he's almost saying, like, if he saw, like, it almost made it seem like he's looking at J. Cole and he's saying this shit. And J. Cole just kind of sounded like another rap song. But it didn't feel too beefy. And, like, I don't know. The weight wasn't there, I guess, man.
Everybody's saying Drake's gonna drop something too pretty soon.
And he should. But now it's like, why are you waiting? Right. Is he still cooking? Did he get his ghostwriters writing them verses still? I don't know. Yeah, I said it.
Damn.
But I don't know what the delay is.
They close the jab and Drake's the uppercut or what? I mean, I don't know.
I'll be shocked if that happens. We'll see. But it's already been like a week or so. So I don't know. If it take you that long to cook up a verse,
just don't do it.
It's not good.
Yeah.
And then another bit of news. Obviously, the second part of season 2 Invincible ended already, and I have issue with the last episode because they did two kind of cameos in there. Almost seemed kind of like they were shitting on DC and Marvel a bit.
The second one was the one that took me by surprise. So Spider-Man 1, I didn't kind of see it.
Yeah, the Batman one. Yeah,
the Batman one. Come on, man.
I don't know what they were trying to do. I don't know what they were trying to do with that, but it's just a little weird. And then too, I like that character Invincible, but why is this always getting mollywop, bro? This was always getting tortured. He's always getting like mollywop. He like
beat up,
bro. They smacking your moms in front of you, like, bro. I don't know, man. It's kind of hard to watch.
It's part of his growth. It's hard to watch, but it's part of his growth.
Hard to watch sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, and even in this episode, he mentioned that I got to get stronger. He was talking to his girl. He's like, I'm done with this college. Like, this is what I'm going to be doing, and I got to get stronger. So just, it's part of his growth. It sucks because, but you already know where he is going to go with this character. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, we got to see him get just geez, man. Like, because this is his show, but even Alan is stronger than him now. And then, like I said, Nisa beat this. She beat my man. She beat this dude better than his own daddy did. And she didn't even
try.
I guess that was his dad, so he was kind of holding back too. So to be fair, maybe that's what it was. But old girl had no ties to this man. She was smacking him around like, "Give me my money. Where my money at?" on some backhand type shit. But I don't mind the little shout outs to Spider-Man and Batman. I didn't mind it. I just laugh. Oh, they went there with this. And I was like, okay. I mean, like, right now,
I'm
just showing you that.
I'm gonna be honest. It looked
cringe. I didn't mind that at all. See, like, what did you think about? You thought it was cringe or?
Well, the only thing is, like, because Batman don't kill. You know what I mean? And Spider-Man don't kill, but all the Invincible, everybody dying. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I wonder how they're gonna incorporate that.
I don't know if they're going to. I think that's just like a little nod. That was just a little nod to say, like, there's other universes. You know, and they do have variants of certain superheroes. So,
right,
yeah.
So I didn't mind. I just smiled
with the dimensional powers. How he's just traveling through different dimensions and shit. Yeah. That's pretty OP.
But the episode in itself was, I don't know. I wasn't impressed. After everything happened, the last was just like getting you ready for
the next season.
Yeah. So I was like, for the last 15 minutes, I was like, come on, man, like wrap this up already, man. Y'all doing too much, bro. Like,
yeah.
So, but you know, the season overall was good. This last episode, but you know, still a strong season for.
I'm still gonna watch it, obviously, but
yeah. It's not gonna stop me from watching that third season. I just hope they don't make us wait as long as they made us wait this time. Amazon, if y'all listening, like, I'm gonna need y'all to hurry up, get them in the studio immediately.
All right, everybody. Well, that was our news. We're gonna get right into the show. So these are our top 5 female crushes of all time. Now, this is from that I can remember. We can remember, right? I put these in order in a way to my least to most that I have a crush on. Starting with the first one, obviously, I'm just going to say, I want to see if you guys can guess first.
All right, come on.
He came out in Starship Troopers.
I know it is, but keep going.
Came out in Wild Things.
As a matter of fact, let's see, Mo. You know who it is?
Yeah, I don't remember her name, but okay. I know who it is. Okay. It's a white girl with blue eyes. Yeah.
It's Denise Richards.
Yeah, yeah. What else was she in? Denise what else? Richard.
I'll be honest, she was in a lot of stuff, but I only remember her though because she was a baddie in Starship Troopers, and then she kind of led a show in Wild Things. So you know. I'm pervy ass. Anyways, and I actually have it here that I first noticed her in Starship Troopers. And I fell in love with her. You know,
that's fair. She was a baddie back then.
And bro, I'm not really like I don't know, like as far as like white women, I don't know that like too many get me excited. But that woman, god damn, bro, when I seen her when I was
one of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, okay. I was mad that the way she ended up hooking up with the other was it a
trooper? Yeah. Whatever.
But whatever. I mean, she didn't have that many jams, but I just like how pretty she was. She just had that cute face. If guys know anything about cute faces, we know why we want a cute face. But I don't want to get pervy. All right. If you're a man, you know. I said, if you're a man, hold on.
I said, if you're a man, no, we keeping that.
I said, if you're a man,
we keeping it. I didn't know that was I. Personally, y'all listeners don't have that fetish, like my boy.
No, I mean,
I never considered a pretty face for. And he's right. We don't got to say what he means because all men know what he means. If you're a man listening to this show, you know what he's talking about. But for me, I never had that. Like, this dude nasty with it. I ain't even mad at you. I ain't mad at you at all. But damn, that's hilarious.
All right, well, who you got?
Yeah, so for me, I'm gonna go same order, you know, from my least crush to and it's gonna be a little bit biased because my last one is a little bit older, but this woman, I'm gonna give you guys a couple movies, From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh yeah, we know
Desperado.
Who it is. We know who it is. Don't be looking like that.
Hold on. Okay, you keep going, bro. She was in Grown Ups with Adam Sandler. Ryan, don't see that movie.
I was about to say, bro, like. Yes,
there
sir.
You go.
Yes, sir.
And I fell in love with her from Dusk Till Dawn when she was doing those dance moves.
Mm-hmm. Iconic.
You know, almost got a foot fetish from her. Just like
Tarantino.
Tarantino. Yeah.
You see why he way he is. Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He gave me a new way to drink whiskey. Hey. No, I'm just kidding.
Would you do that? If the chick was like, "Yo, let me," or does it have to be some height? No, I'm just saying in general. Would you let it like? Let's say you had a baddie, but just it wasn't exactly Salma, but she was a baddie. Mm.
Oh yeah,
damn. I don't know if I'm licking no feet juice, but you good?
Well, I mean, take a bath. You know what I'm saying? take a bath. You know what I'm nasty ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that would have to be my choice, man. First time I seen it, and I gotta say, she aged like fun
facts. One. Bro, it's crazy how some of these girls I think she looks better now. I'm gonna be honest. I think she. Maybe look a little bit better now that you did then.
I won't go there.
I will make the argument, but
you can. But I personally won't. You still look good though. No, that's a
for
good
me. One. I just like them first hole. No, just like but you know, yeah. But what you got, Ryan?
Now I want to confess something real quick. So I cheated because I couldn't decide on who to take out of my list. Mm. I couldn't do it.
It's funny because I also got an honorable mention that I was gonna say.
I got a couple.
Hello?
Yeah, I cheated.
Bring it, bro.
So, my list is seven. Okay. Seven women's, bro. Okay. So, wait, let's see. Yeah.
Go ahead and play catch up.
Yeah.
And say two of those.
You said place two? You know what? I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm with it. Because the one actually rolls into the other. So, I'll do that. So, my first one was in a movie. Did I see her in this movie first? I want to say I saw her in this movie first. Okay, so you guys remember a movie called Mannequin?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it a horror movie?
It's innate. No, it could be. Damn, Mo, you might have stumbled on some on accident. It should be, but it is not. It's a rom-com from the 80s. Essentially, it's this guy. He's a fashion designer. Like, he designs mannequins. Mm-hmm. and he discovers a mannequin that can come to life only when he's around, though. But then, and that explained why that is in the movie. Right. But that's pretty much the sister of the movie. So they made a sequel to this movie, and this actress played the mannequin. She also was in a movie called Higher Learning, which I mentioned on the show before. In fact, there's two women from that movie in my list, as a matter of fact. She's in that movie. But her most notable role, and once I say this, I'm pretty sure one of you guys might get this. She was the very first Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
I don't remember.
You don't remember her name? That's
fine. I don't know how she looks like.
But you know what she is. I just about to say that. You don't remember her name, but you know. Now, I wrote it into that because my second crush was the new Buffy the Vampire Slayer in the TV show. She was also in, let's see, she was in I Know What You Did Last Summer. And one of my all-time favorite movies, again, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this on the show, Cruel Intentions. Now, the two actors, I'm going to let Mo, you know who those two actresses are?
I think I know who one of them is.
You know the name?
It's funny because, I know it's funny, one of mine is also in I Know What You Did Last
Summer. Let's go. I know who it is now, too. I know who it is. I already know who it is. But, oh, yeah, this is going to be a good one. I'm loving this. So the names are Kirstie Swanson. Yeah.
Okay.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
So like I say,
good stuff.
Yeah, man. Like, and like Ruben mentioned, that it's more of a like an aesthetic as far as the face. These women are gorgeous, bro. I would say yam wise, Kirstie Swanson was she was packing some heat.
She was yamming.
And I will also go a little on the Ruben side with the pervert factor and say that if you were to go to a certain website called Reddit and you want to look up some names, you may or may not see some things.
Hold on.
So I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just telling you that if you were curious and you wanted to see certain things, you can see certain things.
That pervert nature just crept up and you just
If you're ever home alone,
you won't find much on Sarah Michelle Gellar. She's very much, you know, modest when it comes to those kind of things. Her most risky, she did have a sex scene, I guess, but it wasn't much. But Kirstie Swanson did some things later in her career. So if you feel so inclined to look at
I know what I'm doing after this podcast.
We're gonna have to have this show sponsored by Jergens and Charmin. This show is sponsored by Charmin.
Oh man, it says steroid.
Hold on,
nice. Got to get it nice and soft. The skin got to be right. You know,
gotta get the aloe vera. You know, so it don't damage.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, that's my little. My first mention is those
also a strong start, I think.
Yeah, we in here.
Oh, so my next one, this is the one that I have the honorable mention to, because they're both singers. So I had a hard time choosing who I was going to put in the list. But I'll say the honorable mention is Maya. Man, baddie. Back
in the day. I ain't even mad at you.
And then, now, oh my God, like, I'm like, oh, I can't even see this woman without gushing, bro, every time. But obviously,
you know what's funny? It's one of those that Mo mentioned about Salma, No, you did about something as far as I got better with time.
She got.
Maya?
She got.
If you'd have told me Maya was going to be yammed up like she is now, back in the day when she was just like, a slim, still was bad. Don't get me wrong. But if you told me she was going to turn into who she is now, I would have been
No way. Okay. Now you're going to see who I chose over her. I chose Ashanti over her.
That's fair.
Why? No, I want to say her government name is Ashanti Sequoia Douglas. I didn't know until now. I fell in love with her music, obviously, Always on Time, iconic song. I used to play that song all the time when I was younger. But, bro, when I saw her glow up and the yams, I was like, man, like what did they put into the water, bro? How is these females,
she still looks
how are these like Ashanti and Maya? Those two are the ones that like blew my mind as far as like they age so well, bro. Like I don't know what they be eating. I don't know what y'all doing, but ladies, yeah, then keep doing
that cocoa butter.
I don't know, bro.
I
thought Ashanti was cute as hell. She was fine as hell back then. But now, I'm like, that's wifey material. I'll wife her up like right now.
Because to be honest, it was the opposite for me. It was if you would have told me back when I was in high school, who do you prefer? I would have chose Maya. Because to be fair, Maya looked better. Like, I'm just saying.
It's opinionated.
I'm just saying. I was more attracted to Maya's face.
Mm.
But now, yes, I won't even say like one is over the other. I say they have now matched each other, because I can't. If you were to say, Ryan, close your eyes and pick one, I'm just gonna turn around and point. Ones. I don't care. Just no L, right. sir. Like right. like it don't even matter.
If I would have said Maya over Shanti or Shanti over Maya, it's the same thing.
Yeah. No L here. All right.
But yeah, Ramo, who you got for your second?
So for my second, I went with a little Oriental route. And this girl is, I don't know if she's Vietnamese, Chinese, or Korean, but she's one of them. But she came out in Die Hard. She came out in Mission Impossible 3. She came out in Divergent. Fear the Night. One of her.
I don't know.
No, you don't. Okay. He said her latest movie, and I know who it is now. I don't know if she was in Die Hard, though. That's a deep cut right there.
Yeah. I didn't know she Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah, I didn't know. She was in the later.
The later one.
Yeah, I was like, when you said Die Hard, I was thinking about like.
No, it's the Live Free or Die Hard. My bad.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
So, you don't know who it is?
Go ahead, Ryan. Who is
this? Oh, this is the beautiful. Maggie Q.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Maggie Q is absolutely gorgeous. And, still.
He said,
still. She looks, she does not look like, she might damn well be a vampire. I don't want to say vampires exist, but damn it. If you were to tell me that, I'd be like, we need to go stake her ass right now, because she a damn vampire.
Gorgeous.
How you gorgeous. Age backwards, Benjamin Button having ass. Like, she's still like she obviously has like a real strict like dietary and like she takes really good care of herself. It shows.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Yeah, she is Polish, Irish, and Vietnamese.
Ooh, dang.
That's her Oriental.
So she's Vietnamese. Off. Yeah,
I looked it up.
Whatever, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I can see the Vietnamese now that I look at her. Yeah, she definitely looks Vietnamese. But yeah, she's absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Good pick. Good pick,
The first time I seen her was in that the Mission Impossible 3. So that's when I remember. I was like, "Damn, who is that?" Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, guys. You know, she.
And like I said, it wasn't a yam factor with her. She just looks gorgeous. Like she just, mm-hmm. she just. I don't know how to explain it.
It's one of those like she walks in the room and everybody noticed. Like,
She definitely got that going for her. Hell yeah, 100%.
All
right. Good pick.
Yeah.
We in here, man. Hell yeah. I'm loving this already. So
what you go, Ryan?
I'm gonna go this one will be like one of my, if not my very first celebrity crush. So we talking like baby Ryan. We talking like
Inception Ryan.
5 year old Ryan, maybe something around here that's just like, hold on, I don't know what I'm feeling right now, but that is a beautiful person right there. I don't know what this feeling is in my body. But that girl right there. She looked good. Now, this girl was in a show called The Cosby Show.
Okay.
There was also a spinoff of The Cosby Show called A Different World.
Mm.
She was also in that. Still nothing ringing a bell yet.
She's black, as far as I can get.
You are correct. You are absolutely correct.
As far as that.
She was also in another, like, well, for me, I didn't really watch a lot of the movies she was in, but she was in this particular movie that I did see with Will Smith. She played his wife in Enemy of the State.
I remember that movie.
I'm gonna give you a deeper cut because she has a daughter that's an actress named Zoe Kravitz. Her daddy is Lenny
Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz.
So
I know who
the mom is. Well, say who it is, Mo. Forgot her name.
Something Kravitz.
Well, because they're not together no more. Nor is she with Jason Momoa anymore either. I believe she's single now. Lisa Bonet. Now, I know some of on this panel or even on this show are younger, so you don't really have a good like visual of who Lisa Bonet is. So feel free to pull out your personal devices and join along with this. Because
she's not with Momoa no more?
No.
What?
No, this blue.
Yeah, so, yeah, man. And as I said before, Reddit. just going to throw that out there. Go ahead.
It's like one word.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Like, hey, look, man, if you're so curious, there is a site. For things you just want to find, you're just curious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's for.
Funny story about Miss Lisa Bonet. Mm-hmm. I was going to the beach and I parked, and I was walking down the sidewalk, and this silhouette was walking towards me. I'm like, who is this fine? Who is this black woman walking toward me with this sexy ass walk? Mm-hmm. She got closer, and I'm like, And then I damn near like, I, bro.
Fainted almost.
I couldn't say nothing. And she knew that I knew who she was because she just smiled at me and said hi. And she kept, yeah, bro. I was about 2 feet away from Lisa Bonet. We just crossed each other. And I just, I was trying to say hi at least. But nothing came out, bro. Like, it was just, I don't get shook like this. Yeah. I don't do starstruck like just so I can't say hi, man. Mm-hmm. But because it was weird because I wasn't expecting it to be her. Cause I just thought I was seeing like, and, you know, she was still dreaded is now. Yeah. I was like, because I'm normally not attracted to, you know, women with dreads. It's just, you know,
we know
for what dreads, right, you know, right. Longevity wise, dreads can have a certain, gross factor to it. But like, she got close and it was her, man. Yeah. So I kind of met her.
Okay.
Bird.
Bro, not everybody can say I met one of my crushes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would have walked to the seashore and just, that's it. That's what I need.
Yeah, I didn't do nothing else. She could have been like, because you know they have like, on beaches they have like little shops you can go into. She probably was just shopping. She probably wouldn't even go into the beach. But she did have on beach attire, so I don't know. I didn't look. I don't know. I was just too shook, bro. The fact that I walked by was good enough for me, man. When I met up with my friends, I was like, yo. You believe what I just saw right now? There's like real shit. I said, like, bro, I don't know.
Oh yeah,
no. She's gone, brother. I just know she's here. She's here. I just don't know where.
Too stunned to speak.
I couldn't say nothing, man. So yeah, that's my next mention.
Right. So for my number three, I don't want to say any movies because I know as soon as I say it, you guys are gonna know. But I mean, she made a lot of movies, but the one that I really, really like got a crush on. Was when she came when she started in Into the Blue. That's when, yeah, yes.
You know,
no.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, go and say her roles anyway.
Yeah, think for blue eyes. Or not, Ruben. She don't blue eyes.
You said blue eyes. You know, Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Or green eyes. Didn't she have clean color eyes?
Mm, no.
Brown.
Yeah, brown eyes. The lovely Jessica Alba.
Oh, you know what it was? It was Fantastic Four they got.
Yes, she did.
They lied to you. In contact.
Fantastic Four, they gave her like a
horrible blue contact.
That, and then she had like the highlights, the blonde.
Yeah, I thought she looked good.
Mm-mm. I was highly disappointed in that look.
I was too, because it didn't fit her like skin tone almost too. It looked kind of off. That's why I said I loved her more in Into the Blue, because you saw her in her swimsuit and everything. I mean, obviously, you know, I like the plot of the movie, obviously, but you know.
Which you know, What you know about Idle Hands? Idle Hands. You ain't never seen Idle Hands? That's kind of like reflective of this show too. It's gonna be a lot of Idle Hands going on after this episode. But you never seen Idle Hands?
I don't think so.
My bad.
I don't watch. I do Idle Hands.
Yeah, that's you definitely. If you guys haven't seen Idle Hands. You need to watch that, bro. That was young Alba when she had that baby fat. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, I also liked her in Honey. I mean, Honey, when she she still was pretty young in that. But yeah. But I mean, and obviously now she's gorgeous. She's still fucking fine as hell. I mean, when I found out she had a kid, I was mad, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. When I first saw the news that she was pregnant, I was mad, bro.
Who knocked up my boo? Yeah,
no, I'll tell you, bro. I love this woman. And actually, the one that's above her, I'm gonna be so mad if she start having kids too. But anyway, I'll say that for later. That's my number three, Mo. What you got?
So for me, this girl was in The Matrix, Reloaded.
Okay.
She was also in Malina.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Passion of Christ.
Oh.
He was in Spectre.
Oh. He got a whole range.
Sir, Mo went on a deep cut. Hold on. I know who it is. Oh. I'm highly impressed, sir.
I'll give you one last hint. He is from Italia.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly who it is. And I appreciate you, sir.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, that's Miss Monica ahead, Bellucci. Ryan. All day.
That is all day. Very gorgeous.
Come on, Ruben, keep up, man. What you doing, sir? How you not know who Monica Bellucci is? You supposed to be the man's homie.
You ain't never seen The Matrix.
I'm looking at her right now. Dang, he's gorgeous, bro. He's holy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Why is she in there beating my marriage?
I don't know how you not know about her and your brother, dude. Your younger brother. I don't know who this is.
The good thing is she's going to be in Beetlejuice.
Oh, I did not know this. And nor do I know how she's looking now. So that might or may be a bad thing. I don't know what she looked like.
She's 59 now, but looking at some of the pictures,
look
at it.
They're holding up.
Hold things down back in the day. 100%.
Yeah, man. But when I seen her in The Matrix Reloaded, I remember when she caught Neo in the bathroom. I was like, I just had one chance with you. Mm-hmm. I was Neo for one day. Damn. That's what I would do.
Yeah, she'd be.
Big old girl just fly up with her.
She gorgeous, bro. That's a deep cut. I wasn't expecting that one. I wasn't expecting you to reach that far, man.
Oh, come on, Ryan.
Hey, I wasn't expecting that.
You got to cast a wide net.
Hey, I'm not even. You know what I mean? I'm not surprised because it's you. I know you got longevity when it comes to certain things, but I wasn't expecting you to be a. Not a lot of people, obviously, not a lot of people know about Monica Bellucci. You see, Ruben was like, who the hell is that? So I'm shocked and a pleasant.
The thing
surprise.
Is, we all seen it, though.
Yeah, yeah, we know who it is, though. Mm, we're a fine ass. That's fair. Good choice. Good choice.
Who you going to hit us with next?
I'll actually be surprised if even Mo know who this is. No, actually, no. I think you guys know who this is. She was in Gremlins, the very first. Well, she's actually in both Gremlins. Mm. Matter of fact, she was also in a little movie that made her super famous called Fast Signs at Ridgemont High. It's a very particular reason why she got super famous for this scene. And also, she was in one of my favorite movies as a child called Drop Dead Fred. Now, if either of you even know what Drop Dead Fred is, I will be shocked.
That is. Never heard of it.
Well, you heard of Gremlins.
Well, you got any guesses?
So I won't go.
I don't got it.
Yeah. It's not bad that you guys don't know this.
Even the Gremlins ones.
Yeah, I figured maybe you would know Gremlins.
I don't remember seeing anybody that attractive on the Gremlins.
Oh, well, I'm about to hit you with some news then, sir. But yeah, Drop Dead Fred was like a imaginary friend movie, basically. She had an imaginary friend as a kid. She vanished him. She got older. She got into some situations, and then it caused him to come back as she dealing with an imaginary friend as a grown ass woman. It's funny. She's still gorgeous. Her name is Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned her on this show before. She is absolutely adorable. I can't say she's fine. I can't say she's gorgeous, but when I tell you she's got this adorable, I don't know what it is about her, man. Like that, it feel like one of them. Like you can go outside and go next door and see her like just getting ready to go home or go to work or something, getting her car to go to work, getting off work, and she's coming home after a long day. You just, like the girl next door look,
kind of like that innocent look, like that.
Yeah, but she got like her. She got her smile, man. Like yeah, y'all gonna learn. I'm a smile, man, dude. Like that's you can get my attention with a smile. So she got a really gorgeous smile, and you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at her right now. She's kind of like that high school sweetheart kind of girl.
Yeah, like you could, like this is an obtainable beauty right here. This is like so far on our list to find who we listed so far. Good luck, but to find a Phoebe Cates, yeah. You can find a Phoebe Cates. We're giving y'all hope right now.
Yeah.
That if you have a crush on anybody, that's like,
yeah,
you know.
And that's funny how like our list went from like high women we probably wouldn't have a chance on. So like, cause my top one is probably, I think I would have a chance with her, to be honest with you.
I got one more that it'd be kind of hard to find what it is. It wouldn't be, but it'd be kind of hard. Right. Maybe two. That'd be like, ooh, maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Phoebe Cates is out of my whole list. I feel like is an attainable beauty. Like she's just, it's probably a couple of people right now with a Phoebe Cates, you know, just dating them right now. Cause she's not like, I don't know how to explain it, man. Like, there's something about her. I've always thought she was adorable. And that's, I say adorable cause she's not like your typical who people drool over.
Right.
But, and her, that fast time scene when she, you know, took off that bra. I was like, hold on. They finna show this?
All right, and so for my last person, or my last chick, actually, and this is the one that I was telling you guys that it seems attainable only because her personality and just, I don't know, I think she has like a good attitude.
We're on number four, right?
So I can't be your last pick.
But this is my fourth pick as far as like before the anime. I'm pretty sure you guys are going to know who it is, but she came out in Parks and Recreation. Actually, that's the only show. She made a lot of movies, but I didn't really see her movies just because they're more like R based or not really my type of movies. But I would just say it's you guys want to take a guess? It's from Parks and Rec?
Yeah, I think I know who it is.
Parks and Rec and what else?
She
did other movies.
I didn't watch her movies just because I don't know. I like her. I just like.
Was she like she was in a? I think she was in a. What's that one movie?
Just because you said Parks and Rec, I'm gonna go out and guess.
Well, I'll give you some. She was in The White Lotus.
I was gonna say, I already know who it is. Like, once you said
Scott Pilgrim,
she was in Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim,
right? Is she Scott?
I was going to say somebody else, but then once you said that, okay. So I didn't know who it was until now until you said Scott Pilgrim. I thought
no,
it
was No, I mean, Allison she was Brie, in there, but.
Wasn't Allison Brie in Parks and Rec? I'm not thinking about Community.
No.
I might think about Community. Yeah. With Donald Glover was in there, too? Mm-hmm. I might have been Community.
Yeah.
Or...
yeah, that's Community.
Okay.
It's Aubrey, right? Aubrey?
Yeah. Close. Yeah. Yeah, if you would have said Allison Brie, I was going to even be mad at you, bro.
No, yeah. No. Mm-hmm. But, bro, I just like her vibe, her personality. And even too, like, I've seen her, like, how they do interviews. And she's the same way. She's just, it almost seems like she kind of, not that she's kind of like has a certain type of acting or whatever. But I just like her that she's very, like, cool and mellow. She's always, like, doesn't really take things too seriously, kind of like I do a little bit. She's always just kind of going with the flow. She's easy to talk to. She's very, like, foolish, like me. But I would think, like, she has that type of personality in a woman that I would think I could find. Like, I don't think it would be too hard to find or too unattainable.
Yeah, she has that awkward personality, kind of.
Like, definitely got talks, that, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, her humor is a little dry and dark sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She can be sarcastic.
She's one of those, me and my friend were talking about women that we're strangely attracted to, that don't have your typical, like, classic features.
Yeah, because she's cute. Yeah. And her body's okay. Yeah, okay. But I think overall, like her personality, her sense of humor.
Yep.
That's what. Oh my God, that's what.
She would definitely be on the list. She would definitely be on the list. Like I said, she's not like the beauties that we mentioned like earlier in this episode. Mm-hmm. But
she's like your Phoebe almost. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. She's cool, man. Pretty much. Yeah. Right. I can. Okay. Okay.
You know. All right, Mo.
Good stuff.
Who's your fault?
All right. So for my next one, I'm gonna give you guys some movies. She was in 22 Jump Street. She was also in a couple shows like Happy Together, Ghosted, Freak. Did a movie called Love Jack.
Called what?
Love Jack.
Love Jack.
Ooh.
Damn.
I'm stuck.
I think Mo got us now.
Yeah, you finally got me because I never seen any of her work. I probably know who she is, but I never seen her.
Yeah, she's not like that super popping. Because I think she's done a couple movies, but not that much. So she is the beautiful Amber Stevens West. I don't know if y'all ever
never
seen her, but
I have no idea. You making me have to look up somebody. And this is rare that I have to do this.
Yeah.
But I don't even know who this is.
I guess she would be like my Phoebe, you know, if I could ever have like a.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. Yeah.
Seen recognizable? Yeah, you guys ever seen her before?
No, I've never seen her before. Seen,
but she,
oh, okay.
Yeah, she looked like that.
Mm-hmm. Attainable. Right.
That's crazy hard. Top girl ended up being our most.
It's not crazy because it makes sense for who we are. It's not crazy, it's
crazy
bro.
Like,
it's just no, it's not because we always talked about what we would like in a woman. We had this. Yeah, we already talked about this for the Valentine's episode. What we're looking for. This is not. We want the ones that's attainable. We want the
like.
Obviously, we fantasize about the baddies, right. But at the end of the day, I want to come home to something like that. So, yeah, man, it's not surprising at all.
Mm-hmm. It actually makes chill, sense. Hang out with, get a lot of vibe and all that. But at the end of the day, that's kind of what we all want, man.
What's Amber Smith?
What was her name?
Yeah.
Well, Amber Stevens West.
Steven. I was going to say, she's what's that dude that be doing the news? That sports, what's his name? Something Smith? I don't know. Stephen A. Smith?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is dirty.
Yeah,
no. Okay.
Right. Good pick.
That's a very good pick. See, now we get okay. So, well, I mean, because like I said, my next one, if you find one of these, then I don't know, man. Mm. For me,
mm-hmm.
me personally, if you find one of these, you in there. So this, well, I first saw this woman was in, I believe it was Labyrinth that I first saw her. And she went on to do, obviously, I mentioned earlier, she was also in Higher Learning. You guys haven't seen. She was also in another movie which you talked about on the show that you guys have not seen. A Disney movie on our Disney episode. The movie called The Rocketeer. She was a love interest in that movie. And she was also, I would say one of her most like roles that made her more popular was her role in Career Opportunities. Because, oh my God, bruh.
A lot.
12-year-old Ryan was like, hold on. exactly. Jennifer Connelly.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, y'all, and look up, go ahead, because I don't think you guys know who that is. But,
oh, yeah.
Bro, she is like.
She kind of looked like Demi Moore a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah. She was well. She was popular in the 80s when Demi was coming up. They both came up around the same time. Mm. But yeah, man. I don't know, bro. Like Green Eye. I'm a sucker for Green Eyes for one thing, because that's one of the like dying eye colors. So that's already a red in a woman. That's like, wow, you got green eyes.
Yeah, that's
already
true.
That's already like a attention getter. But then she got a. She's one of those ones with that smile, man. Like, tell you, bro. Like, and she's also one of those ones that. Like even now, if you was to look her up, yeah, she's gorgeous. She still looks gorgeous, good. Right? Like she got
just her eyes alone, like, bro. Nothing. Just her eyes alone. Just,
I'm telling you, man. Like if you find a Jennifer Connelly, whoever God you pray to, thank that man on a daily basis, because
for real,
goodness gracious, man. And she cool. She got this regal. I don't know if you ever see that. Look up an interview with her, man. Just like. It's like one of the girls that I know I look good, but I don't mind it on her though. Like she knows she gorgeous, man. She know why we here, yeah. And you know, as I said a lot of times, and I probably say it more times, Reddit. So I'm gonna say, just happen to get curious,
man. Dropping dimes out here.
you might mm-hmm. find some things of Miss Connelly, but yeah, that's my next pick.
All right, and obviously our last pick is gonna be our animated fantasy. Women. Obviously, this woman don't exist, but these are just. I mean, growing up, I know I seen him and I felt something. But the first, here's mine. I think you guys are gonna know already. Is she's actually a superhero. She came out in a TV show in 2003. She has a dad who's kind of like a devil. I feel like I'm already
there. Raven.
You got it.
Oh,
Raven in Teen Titans, in the 2003 show. I was 14 at the time, so when I seen her in that little swimsuit, you know, little cheek in the back. I mean, I don't know, bro. That's the first.
Right.
It was between her and Starfire, bro. They were both like, I don't know.
In Teen Titans?
Yeah. What you mean?
Sir.
I mean, Raven alone. Nah, bro. I was a teen at the time, too, so it makes sense. What you mean? Nah. Sir, this is my fantasy.
Coming from your list.
This is my fantasy.
I know. I'm low key saving, but I'm not.
you
went yeah. from baddies, and then I was expecting you to call out like a Jessica Rabbit or somebody.
No.
You went with.
She was my child. She was my crush when I was.
No yams.
Hold on.
Like, hey. Nothing was accentuated in that show. It wasn't, hey. Bro. You know, hey. They didn't accent no ass or no boobs in that show.
Yellow chest. Hey, what you mean? Hey.
Damn. I'm shocked. I wasn't expecting this. No kink shame. I'm just shocked. Hey. Yeah. Coming from you, yeah. I'm highly shocked right now.
What?
But that's fair.
Well, here comes the perfect. Yeah. The perfecter. Is the fact that you can imagine how she would use her powers.
No, I cannot actually. I need you to fill that in. So. I'm going to need
hold
you
on.
To
tell she can make photos.
What would she do?
I mean, there is that scene, that she splits into like all her personalities. So, you know.
Mm.
She can make herself into a duplicate.
So you down for that? I might die. For this sex, you more refined than I thought, sir. I didn't know you had this in you, Ruben. I'm not trying to have her other personality come out because you already know that.
Let me get your rage personality and let me get the sad one. Hold on, I'm gonna make it work. I'm gonna hold on.
Yeah, you brave. You a brave man.
You know?
I'm not a therapist.
I'm not
that
damn bad.
A damn fantasy, right? Back away from a damn fantasy.
I was not expecting those two, man.
Give me a hard time about fantasy over here.
Damn, man. Hey, I wasn't expecting that, bro. That's funny. I was waiting for him to say, I don't know if y'all gonna know who this is, Jessica Rabbit. I was gonna be like, bro, stop playing. Stop playing, sir. Yeah. I think everybody knows Jessica Rabbit.
I knew it was gonna get you guys with this curveball, but
well shit, you know what? Just because mine is more on the lines of Jessica Rabbit, I'm gonna go next.
Okay, go ahead, bro.
Go for it.
I mentioned this to you guys before, I don't know if you've seen it, but or even looked it up after I had mentioned it, but it was a movie called Cool World.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those, it was the same vein of Jessica or Roger Rabbit, where it's like real world slash animating, mm-hmm. you know, it kind of meshed together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this actress that played her, and even back then, she was prevalent, like, because she's gorgeous as well. Kim Basinger played the voice of Hollywood. The look of Hollywood, Cool World. It's wood as in like not Hollywood, like Holly. And then I think it's like wood, like, would you do it? I could be wrong. Oh, I know it's not Hollywood, yeah. But Yeah. Short hair, white dress, and curvy as all hell. I would even say that she had more body than Jessica Rabbit, because Jessica Rabbit was just top head.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood, however, was well rounded.
Mm.
She had yams, mm-hmm. and she had top. So,
okay.
She had, like I said, and this is back when the 90s were like the short haircut was coming in the
uh-huh.
in the play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, features, animated features yeah. on her is she even had lips. I'm telling you, bro, like they drew
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
Yeah, like hold up, like I shouldn't be looking at this cartoon character like this, but damn, like yeah, that's what I was thinking. You
know what, man, that's why Ryan, most of your ethnicities on your list were white, huh? If you think about it,
yeah, not at all.
Yeah, bro, it seemed like, it seemed like you might have a type, brother.
No, definitely younger Ryan was. Well, that kind of goes into
that's true.
Hollywood when I was in the 80s, it wasn't a lot of focus on black actresses and actresses in the 80s.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And it shows with my upbringing.
Right.
Because we were exposed to whatever you can get.
For that.
And I would say it wasn't a lot of, you had the Cosby Show, you had Different World. What else did I have growing up? I had black stars in it. It wasn't a lot, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, growing up, my exposure from TV to black actresses was limited.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And this shows on my list. I'm glad you guys mentioned that, because now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Only Lisa Bonet made it, but obviously because The Cosby Show was really popular when I was growing up. Right. So other than that, I probably wouldn't have got my exposure to black women until what? Let me see. Saved by the Bell, maybe? Ooh. No, Family Matters.
There you go.
Laura. Right. Laura Winslow would probably have been.
Yeah.
Or I would raise you to say Punky Brewster, but I wasn't attracted to that actress in that way. But that was a black actress in there too. Right. If I go further back than that, I can go Different Strokes. So Janet Jackson was in Different Strokes, but I wasn't attracted to Janet Jackson back then.
Like I saw like the Tia Show, but didn't see Into America. But I mean Sister.
Yeah, that's.
But then I wasn't really attracted to
that. And by then I was already a teenager, so like my exposure was already I already had my type.
Yeah.
Once you're a teenager, it's like you already pretty much.
You already know what you want, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that just goes to show you that growing up in the '80s, this is what I had. Because you guys, obviously, more in particular, your list is way more diverse than mine, but it was a more focus on diversity as the years went on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I was in the 90s.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. things had changed for the better in that aspect. Okay. But yeah, for me, not so much. There was a lot of white women running cinema back then. So mm-hmm.
the narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is what it is. Okay. Proud of my environment.
Grandma.
So for mine, this is... Yeah, you guys probably, Ruben will probably guess it right away, but it's from Naruto animated series. And this girl is an older lady, and she happens to have super strength.
Oh.
She is, later on, she becomes the Hokage, I believe.
Lady Tsunade?
Yes, sir. Or as we call her, Lady Chugs. No, just kidding. She's got some.
Oh, she top heavy. Why am I not surprised? She got Japanese dudes with y'all titties, bro. Y'all
is it?
I love some titties, man.
We like ourselves from others.
I don't think, man.
There's no other way.
I see what you did. See what you did there. Yeah, I have no idea who that is. Actually, I would have to do some research. Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, my Naruto kind of fell off after a while, but I don't think I had the pleasure.
Yeah, you go.
Pleasure of knowing who that is. But
well, obviously our animated range is obviously off the spectrum.
All over the spectrum.
Well, yours is unexpected. To be fair, mine was, because I went more pervy than you did in that.
Right, that's true.
He went to No, Mose is not unexpected. Mose makes 100% sense. Like I'm not surprised at all. For me and you, Ruben, like we kind of switched places in that aspect.
That is true. Yeah. I expected
Ryan to go with Teen Titans, and
I expected
Ruben to go.
Yeah, I expect you to. Like I said, I knew you was going to say like Jessica Rabbit or somebody, bro. Or at the very least, Starfire in the comics. Because Starfire
was seen
Raven in the cartoon in 2003. I was like, what? Like,
she gets better. Yeah, said comics. She gets better, bro. I mean,
in the cartoon, she does not get better.
She was 13.
No.
In the comics, she gets better, but obviously.
But no, the comics, she's back.
I like her in the cartoon.
So yeah, that was a little quick little turn of events. I know we're already like pretty late into it, but I do have, like I said, I cheated, bro. I couldn't take off I couldn't do it, bro. So I'm gonna go ahead and put both of these in one fell swoop.
Right.
I'm not gonna beat around the bush. Right. I'm not gonna guess. Let y'all guess who it is. I'm gonna straight tell y'all who it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is Danielle Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
You not know who that is?
Danielle to who?
Topanga.
Danielle.
No, Topanga don't make ring a bell. Danielle. Y'all know who Topanga is? Ooh wee. And then obviously my number one, like, because she came out right when I was at the peak of my perviness at puberty time, was when this show came out. And all I'm gonna say is Pink Ranger. And if y'all don't know who I'm talking about,
Pink Ranger.
When I tell you that Amy Jo Johnson stole my heart and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, man, oh my God, bro.
I wanted to lift a little dress. Like, hold on, let me.
Yeah, bro. Like, she was just, oh my God. Yeah, just adorable. She's cute. Mm-hmm. She's really cute. She's also in an, I don't know if it's a Disney movie. I feel like I watched it on Disney Channel. There's only other thing I seen her in besides Power Rangers. It was a movie called Suzy Q. And it was cool to see her as a different, like, because I'm already seeing her as Kimberly Hart. Sorry, but knew her as. And then I saw her play actually acting something else, and she was equally adorable in this movie. Mm-hmm. So, that's easily my top. Like right at the time of discovery,
Creme de la Creme.
Power Rangers came out, and I'm like, who is this adorable white woman
gracing
the screen? Right. Yeah, but yeah, those are my
damn.
I'm surprised y'all know who Topanga is, bro. That's she had lips, she had the eyes.
Damn,
y'all had to look her up, man. Danielle Fisher, shout out to Danielle and Amy Jo, man. Yeah, stole my heart in the early 90s. Appreciate y'all.
All right, everybody. So now that we've set our pervy crushes, we're going to do a little fun game where I know a lot of guys kind of talk about this from time to time, but we like to kind of rank like the females, not ranking, but we kind of like to play a game as far as like, who do we marry? Who do we want to bang? And then who do we want to kill? So I'll go first. If I had to marry one, it would be Aubrey Plaza. I literally said that she's, you know, if I had a smash, Ashanti, obviously.
Multiple times.
I didn't even think about it.
And if I had to kill someone, it'd probably be Denise Richards because she's pretty old now.
Damn.
I don't know.
You had a good life, man. Cold blooded. I'm going to give you this dick and I'm going to send you to the afterlife. My man, cold blooded.
I mean, she didn't really age that well. I
can't.
You know, so if I had to.
What?
If I had to.
Damn.
I'm sorry, I'm Richards, if you're listening to this, it's just a game.
Oh, I wouldn't really do it.
Oh, you know? Lord.
It's just me in my fantasy, you know, this might be in my head, but.
Damn. Yeah.
What you got, Mo?
This is going to be hard. Go ahead, Mo.
So for Mary, I'm going to have to go with Monica Bellucci.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Bang, I'm going to go with Summer Hayek.
Obviously.
And then to kill, I'm going to have to go with Lady Tsunade, just because I don't want to get anybody offended. So.
I'm going to take the easy way out. Can't add a new character.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Keeping it safe.
She ain't going to come after me.
The voice actor going to come get you.
Right. Right. Play this more round. Play this more round, right?
I mean, to be fair, I don't know the voice actor looked that good, so.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, man. All right. Let me see. Smash. Damn, bro. Why? I don't want to.
Come on.
Damn it.
Come on. Give me the purr. Give me the purr, Ryan. What will purr, Ryan, pick?
Lisa Bonet finna get
okay.
it, bro.
Okay.
Nice.
Because I probably won't be her type anyway. I'll probably be able to smash. She's going to send me about my way. Yep. I would be the loser here, but I wouldn't care. It's no L. Yep. That's one of my all-time first crushes. So if she be like, I'm going to go hook up with you. You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So smash Lisa Bonet.
Okay.
Mary, damn it.
Mm.
You know what? Not damn it. Phoebe Cates.
Oh.
Let's go.
Oh.
You would think I would have said Amy Jo Johnson.
Okay. All right.
No.
Okay.
Phoebe Cates, 100%. And then who going to take this L?
Damn. Now
you
did have a couple of honorable mentions, so feel free to.
I know, right? You throw somebody into the sacrificial pool, if you will.
Feel free to take one of those out to the backyard.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Damn. Sorry, Topanga. I'm sorry, Danielle Fisher. I'm sorry, man. If somebody had to go, It wasn't gonna be Christy Swanson.
Hey.
It wasn't gonna be Sarah Michelle Gellar. Mm-hmm. It wasn't gonna be Jennifer Connelly. Yeah. It wasn't gonna be.
Gotta be my order.
Not. It sounds right for me.
All right, everybody. Well, hopefully you guys got a little insight into maybe the type of women we're into and the type of things we fantasize about. And then once again, on Ryan's behalf, go ahead, hit that Reddit.
It's there, just in case you need educational reference. That's all I'm saying.
You don't have to go through the
service, you don't know who these actresses are. Mo got some deep cuts. I got some deep cuts. You might just want to know who this, you know. Yeah. Reddit is a good source of information, guys. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, that was today's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Hit us up on the socials. Let us know your female crushes or females. Let us know your guy crushes, you know? But thanks for listening. We appreciate you guys. You know, check us out on the socials. Keep tuning in with us. But we'll be back with another episode next week. And now, this is Ruben.
This is Mo.
And this is Ryan.
Peace.